Thank you because no one misses your touch this morning. Thank you because we stay submissive. We submit to your will, to your touch, to your healing, to your power in this house this moment. In the name of Jesus, take these lips of clay. Speak to us the way you will. We are attentive and we are blessed this day. To your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. My wonderful mommy, happy birthday once more. You know I love you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When you have a wonderful mommy like my mommy here, you just can't. Our God is good. We are glad we are blessed with such wonderful mommy. Not only mommy, they remember to give me biscuits. Amen. If you are not in children's department, don't worry. We know what we are saying. Amen. All right, this morning, quickly, we'll be looking at anointing for exploits. What did I say? Anointing for exploits. Turn to somebody next to you, tell the person, anointing for exploits. Anointing for exploits. Amen. When we talk about anointing for exploits, it's simple, okay? It simply means releasing God's potentials, allowing yourself to tap from God's potentials that are unlocked or released to you. Hallelujah. That also helps us to receive capacity to excel. Amen. Anointing simply means the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. That's just simply what anointing means. And then when we're looking at exploits, we're looking at, I think Pastor Moyo was talking about exploit first on Thursday or so, or was it Thursday or during prayer war or so? And then I checked and I see that exploit simply means a remarkable deed. It has so many definitions, but the one I picked, a remarkable deed, something spectacular, something tangible, something good, something remarkable. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so give me Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32b. That's the anchor scripture for this. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Our month of August is so blessed. Please, nobody should. Don't allow yourself to. Don't take yourself away from what God has already started. Amen. God has already started. He has already begun a good work in us. Let's not take ourselves out of it. Remember, I talked about new beginning and then breaking new ground and great exploits. In this month, you will do great exploits. In this month, you will encounter new grounds. You will do new things. Amen. Hallelujah. So Daniel chapter 11. Verse 32b, the B part. It said, but the people who know their God shall be strong. Shall be what? Strong. And what? Carry out great exploits. If he had just said exploits, it's okay. But he said great exploits. Hallelujah. When God himself emphasizes on something, it means I have to be mindful of it. Amen. Remember the other time he was talking about Isaac and he said, the man grew what? Great. The man became prosperous. Very prosperous. In fact, he emphasized it. Amen. He was talking about Joshua and he said, he used the word very great. Amen. Joshua 1:8. Give me Joshua 1:8. Let's see it again. It was emphasizing on one of those things again. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. Emphasis on good success. If he had just said, and then you will have success. Success is successful enough. It's good. And then he said, good success. You hear words like very great. Great enough. Great alone is good. And then he said, great exploits. Hallelujah. So we are talking about anointing for exploits. I'll read a few scriptures, then we go to then I'll line out some about 4 or 5 points on how to align ourselves properly for God's use for exploits. Okay, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. He said, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings, as a man partridge those that brood, as a partridge that broods but does not hatch. So is he who gets riches, but not by right. It will leave him in the midst of his days, and at his end, he will be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be ashamed. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Hallelujah. Let's also see the second one, Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3. From 14, he said, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Remember, we're talking about anointing for exploits. If you are not filled with God's fullness, it will be difficult for you to do great exploits. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's also go to the next one. I'll just read those scriptures and then we just dive into God's word. Ephesians 1 from 15. It said, therefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. And then he said, far above principalities and power and dominion and all that. But Christ also himself said to us, he said, lo, I've given unto you power. What power? The ones that the Father has given unto him, he has moved them and given unto us. So we are loaded with so much of his power on our inside to do great exploits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know you have power? Some people are even afraid. They are doing like this. How many of you know you have power? I have power. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember one of the times I was not around. I went to work and my wife shared something with me. She said, you won't believe what I just did now. I said, what? He said, I killed a rat. Hallelujah. That one cannot happen before. And you know what it means? She will take off from the house. You know, there are people who see cockroach and they're like, that's when they remember they have a husband in the house. Hallelujah. You know, there are people like that. I remember when I was young, my dad, our robbers jumped into our compound. And then all of a sudden you saw that my mom was the one holding collars, my father was the one holding torch. I kind of wonder who can be man, who be woman. Woman is holding collars, and then the man is holding torch. He was asking. Hallelujah. We have power. We have sound mind. Hallelujah. We have been loaded. Amen. With so much of God's presence in our inside. Amen. All right. The last one. Let's see. Genesis chapter 26. Genesis 26. Verse 13. It said, the man began to prosper and continued prospering. I love that. So there was no stop. There was no break. The man began. So he started to prosper and he continued to prosper, because the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. I like that. Until he became very prosperous. The Bible said that he had so much possessions that even the Philistines, the neighborhood, the other neighborhood nations began to envy him. Amen. Now, if you go down to verse 22, let me take 22. I'll explain the other part in between. And he moved from there. So the guy got to a point where this same thing happened to his father. Remember his father. This is talking about Isaac here. But you remember his father, Abraham. Pastor was teaching this morning when we were taking the Bible school. You see, many people do not understand. People try to hold on to, every curse from my father's house. No, there are blessings also from your father's house. God made a covenant with Abraham. He so blessed Abraham that he said, even your descendants after you, they will enjoy, they will partake from this covenant, from this blessing. Amen. So how many of you know you are blessed? We sing the song all the time. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. That's it. Passed from Abraham to Isaac. Abraham told his nephew, Lot. He said, choose. So Lot looked at the side that had been destroyed, you know, alongside with Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at how those sides have been destroyed. And he said, make I not go this side. This side, at least, if they want to give you land now, and somebody say, there's a land in Bauchi, you will say no. If they say there's a land in Borno, you will say no. Why? Because in your mind, Sambisa is close by. And so you don't know how safe it is. But they tell you that they want to give you a land in Lekki. You say, yes, I like that one. So the guy chose the side that looked juicy, that looked green. And Abraham went the other way. Still, Abraham was the one that encountered blessing. Lot thought is the land. It's not about the land. Abraham is a carrier of the blessing. Amen. Tell somebody next to you, I am carrying the blessing. I have the anointing for exploits. And because you have the anointing, so Abraham was carrying that blessing. Lord thought it was about land. No, if you like, take everything. Give Abraham nothing. Abraham will start from scratch. He will still be blessed. Why? Because the blessing is on his inside. He's carrying it. He's on his head. Amen. It's in his life. Your DNA, Christ is in there. So you cannot fail. And that's why he used words like, lo, I am with you, even to the end of the age. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. The only time we can fail, if he said, sometimes I'll be with you. So you know that the times you fail, maybe it's not with us. But it's not going on leave. No leave, no transfer. He said, I will perpetually. That word perpetually was used in another version. He said, perpetually, I will be with you always. Even to the end of the age. So if I have Christ, I have everything. Abraham had everything. And the same thing passed on to Isaac. Isaac dug a well, and there was water, and the Philistines came, and they took it. He left there, went to another place, dug another one, they took it. I think in 21 or so, he dug another one again, they took it, until he dug yet another one. I think he found a place that had been deserted, that it looked like, you know, when you see where they don't dig before, where they don't close, you know, see that one now, in case it's finished. He dug it and found water in verse 22. And he called the place Rehoboth. Rehoboth. He said, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us and we shall be fruitful in the land. This one, you can't even drag it because you don't drag the other ones. They thought it's about the ground. If you like, take the duplex. If you like, take the land. If you like, take the estate. It's not about that. This guy is carrying the blessing, and wherever he goes, even if he goes to a rock, water will come out. Hallelujah. That's the kind of faith we need to have. Not every small thing you are calling pastor. Pastor, pastor, anyway, pastor, anyway. Hey, won't he just fly through my roof? And then, no. You have God on your inside. You have his word with you. Amen. Amen. So you need to carry that consciousness always, all the time. Knowing fully well that not this one that people say, when you want to enter motor, one man just come. And then the man, I remember one day like that, there's this guy. He stepped on this man. And the man said, he brought out something and was reciting incantations and all that. And the guy began to beg. He began to beg. You know who you are. You know what you carry. You can't threaten me. Speak your own, I'll speak my own. And that's what Elijah did. They called on their gods, and he called on his God. He said, even put water in the pot, round this thing. And then he said, he caught fire from heaven. And even in the midst of that water, fire came up. Amen. All right. How can we do exploit for God? How can we do exploits for God? We'll be looking at 5 ways we can do exploits for God. Hallelujah. To do exploits for God, you have to align yourself properly for God to use. So we must do the following. Number one, have cordial and mutual relationship with God. Daniel 11:32b that we read earlier on. They that know that God shall do exploit. So have cordial and mutual relationships. Study God's word. Get to know God better. That's the reason why we come to church all the time. Pastor shares God's word. It's just for us to know God better, know God more. Let it be a better relationship. Get fond of reading God's word. Meditate on his word. Study his word more. The more you study his word, the more you know him. The more you know him like a friend. The more you stay with a friend, the more you understand your friend better. The more you spend time with your friend, the better you understand your friend. Abi no be so? The more you spend time with a friend, you understand the friend better. So, no, my friend won't like this. This is my friend's best color. This is his best food. This is her best footwear. This is her shoe size and stuff like that. The more you spend time with people, you know them better. So, when you spend time reading God's word, you know God better. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 2, live a purposeful life. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Live a purposeful life. Number 2 way to know God better. Live a purposeful life. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Daniel, the Bible says that, and Daniel what? Proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the king's meat. What happened? There was a feast and the king had prepared table. I don't know what's your best. Toby, what's your best food? What's your best food? And egusi soup. Pounded yam and egusi soup. You like those kind of meats. Roundabout, brokoto, ishon, shaki, just give me my banga soup and starch, fresh fish inside. Don't mind me. But just imagine that your best food is in front of you. For those who like ofe in sala, or what do you call it, or fried rice. Just give away fried rice, give away jollof rice. And so everybody have what you like. Okay? And then, your best fruit in front of you, but he proposed in his heart. He said, Are we not? It's not easy, oh. Eh? With a cup of ice cream, in Temeloloa, you tell him, Temeloloa, don't worry, don't take the ice cream, throw it away. I'll get you something. No, I beg. Leave me and my ice cream. Hallelujah. But Daniel proposed in his heart. I'll let this go. One of those nights, I was very, very hungry. My wife said, will you pass? I said, I'll not pass anywhere. I want to chop. I'll chop. He said, but you can pass. How many hours? I said, give me food. I'll chop. Hallelujah. Amen. Daniel proposed in his heart. So live a purposeful life. A purposeful life. Propose in your heart. Make certain decisions. Sometimes just go on a fast, even without pastor telling you to. Sometimes just take a prayer walk, even without anybody telling you to. I remember one night, I was working from the farm. I think they supplied feed, and it was very, very late. Brought quite a number of feed, and it was like, that's the latest I've stayed. Before I knew it, it was almost 11, 12 midnight. There was no light. I put on the gen, and after we had finished, the children, they made me, I didn't even know time had gone. I remember that night, that was the night I was trying to call the Oluwa Darius and all that. And then I said, okay, what will I do? And I walked from Okwakbo to Agboitiri, and I managed to cross. And because there was no boat again, no boat was working. They took permission from one of the Otumbas around and all that. And they just carried me on a canoe to cross. And I walked from there home. I think I got home like almost 10 minutes to 2 a.m. I said, okay, it's time to do this prayer walk that we do all the time. And I prayed all the way from there. Go home. Even the security man was shocked. Where's this one coming from this night? Hallelujah. Sometimes I deliberately take a prayer walk. I didn't say do it in the midnight. But you can just do some things on your own without pastor compelling you, without church announcing. Amen. I do it even at my place of work. I just take a walk round. Because sometimes you just sit all the time, you are just too comfortable. Do some things out of your own volition. Amen. Number 3, be obedient to divine instructions. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 26, 1 to 6. And then the same Genesis 26, 12 to 13. Hallelujah. Be obedient to divine instructions. The reason Isaac encountered prosperity was because he obeyed divine instructions. I'll tell you one of those things his father told him. He said, if you walk this path that I've walked with the Lord, you will not depart from success. You will have things working for you. And they have this thing where they always pass from the father to the son. It was like that from Abraham to Isaac, from Isaac to Jacob. That's why Isaac, even at old age, he called his son. He said, come, let me bless you. It happens like that. If you check also, you also see that Abraham, Isaac had almost similar experience like the father, even in marriage. Delayed birth, delayed marriage, and all that. So, it's like that. Hallelujah. Be obedient to divine instruction. Number 4, have absolute faith in God. Hebrews 11, verse 6. It says, for without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Have absolute faith in God. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then number 5. It's very simple. Take action. Number 5. Take action. So all that you have heard, pastor has been teaching all the time. You hear set man. You hear Pastor MY. You hear everybody preach. All that you have been hearing, put it to use. It's not just to read, study, keep the book, and then you go to sleep. No. Put them to use. Hallelujah. Put them to use. Take action. I've heard God's word that if I trust in him, Mark 11, 22 to 24, if I trust in him absolutely, I can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And if I do not doubt in my heart, I will have what I say. What do I do when I'm sick, when I'm down, or I have issues? I call on God and I trust that I have answers and I get the answers. I may still see the symptom there, but I believe, just as Pastor explained earlier in Bible school, when did I receive the healing? When I prayed. Am I still seeing the symptom? Yes. Am I going to doubt? No. I keep believing. I keep thanking him that he has answered me. Hallelujah. I walk in the consciousness of the victory I already have. That is my note of victory. And then I walk in it. And before long, I'll see it manifest. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us rise up on our feet this morning. Before we take the communion, this is very, very important. Because for some people, a lot of channels will be opened. A lot of people will be having encounters. A lot of people will have encounters, encounters. Next level, it could be new level, it could be breaking grounds, it could be great exploits, it could be anything. But the most important thing is taking action on God's word that we have heard. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody that is sick in this place? Is there anybody that is sick in this place? Then you can lay hands on yourself and declare God's word and you get healed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just close our eyes as we begin to thank him for his word this morning. Thank him for his word that has come. Thank him because we are taking action, because we are acting on his word, and we are aligning ourselves with everything that he has taught us. And in every aspect of our lives, we are functioning according to capacity. Part of the reason, part of what the Holy Communion represents is a covenant. A covenant. We have a covenant with our Father that each time we call on him, he answers. When we take his body and we take the blood, there's something he does. Something supernatural happens. Something happens. I don't know if you're here and you're trusting God for something. You can begin to pray about it right now, because you are getting answers. You are getting answers. You are getting answers. It could be healing. It could be promotion. It could be anything. Le palaman devrene no son de hidada ene bedo son devrene niste kedusa elemante vrene no sokta pakada de elebunda lamande vrene no son de hidabada dosha. Ramande vreto kapanda banamande elipala badu sonte vrenenisha kahina na nayana masita la badadosa lependo sonto frono hondo branamande ikabagada de sente vrenenisha dadosa. Thank you, mighty God. We give you praise and glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.